Welcome to the very first Golf Review podcast with your co-host Scott Patton, that's me, and Colin Gehring.
And that's me.
Hi, Colin, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott.
Good. All right, so since this is our first podcast, we want to just share with people what we're going to be talking about over the coming weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Scott, what I think that it makes sense for a podcast for me, I'm a 9 handicap golfer and I love golf. And I think the thing that is difficult to find in golf is there's literally hundreds of different products that you can use to try. They're all swing aids, and which ones work and which ones don't. And so my intention here is to take and meet with some golf professionals and ask them, you know, do these things really work? And try these things out and give some real honest reviews.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, because us golfers, we love trying different things over and over again. Right?
Well, we do. I mean, really, anything to improve our golf game. I think we're pretty much all fanatics and golf nuts that, you know, really work at it. And if there's a way to get a shortcut, for most of us, we don't have the opportunity as professionals to spend 40 hours a week practicing.
Right.
And so if we can cut that down and keep our practice to 2 or 3 hours a week to really seriously improve, you know, what are the things that are going to help us really do that? What's, you know, smoke and mirrors, and what's really a white hot training aid that actually works?
Excellent. Good. Well, tell us a little bit about your background in the golf industry, Colin.
Well, I have kind of got my teeth cut in the golf industry writing ads for golf professionals, for teaching professionals.
Oh, okay.
And as a result of that, I was invited to speak at PGA and National Golf Course Owners Association seminars on marketing and advertising. And I work with a gentleman out of Seattle, John Johnson, who's the number one ranked golf photographer in 5 years, has been ranked as the golf marketing and PR firm of the year. So
wow,
that's been fun because I have an interest in golf photography as well, and so you'll see some of the pictures that will show up on our website that are, you know, some really stellar images. You've seen his work before. He's shot all of the posters for accessories that say risk and opportunity and this type of thing.
Oh, yes.
That's his work.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Yeah, we'll make sure that on our webpage from time to time we highlight and showcase some of his photos, because you've shown me some of them and they're awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Maybe we'll even have some posters available that people can have a chance to purchase.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. Or even some downloadable pictures for your screensaver.
Yeah, and the desktop. I noticed on your computer, you've got a great golf shot on your desktop.
Yeah, I've got a good collection.
Excellent. So what can we be looking forward to as we've mentioned, this is the very first podcast that we're doing. We just wanted to kind of introduce ourselves, and I guess I should introduce myself. I'm known as the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and I have a couple podcasts going, and when Colin and I were talking about the power of podcasting, I have one podcast where we're in about 2.5 months, we have about 3,700 subscribers, and he thought, wow, like, what do you think it would be like if we did something like that for golf? And I said, I think that'd be a great idea, and I'm going to be taking on the role of the amateur weekend golfer who really is not very good. Because Colin said he had a 9 handicap, and I'm not even sure I know what that means. And I play, you know, the odd weekend here and there, and if the putt goes in the first time, it was an accident. So I'm looking...
You know what, you'll be a good candidate then, too, because then there's people from all different levels of the spectrum for learning these products, and we can maybe take some training aids and see how they work for you, too, as a very novice golfer.
Well, that's right, you know, and if you see me, we're probably going to have some videos of us actually trying out some of these training aids, and you'll see Colin, he'll have perfect form and everything else, and hit it, you know, 500 yards, and you'll see me wildly trying to connect with the ball, and having a mulligan, probably.
Well, it'll make it fun and interesting anyways.
That's right. I love the game, but I wouldn't say that I've put a lot of time and effort into playing it either.
No expectations to be on the PGA Tour for a while.
That's right. So I'm really excited about actually doing this, and I'm really excited that you've joined us for this podcast. And so in the coming weeks and months ahead, what sort of things can we expect to be telling our listeners about?
Well, you know, I hope to be doing a review of at least one product a week, and I think what I'm really looking for here is to find what people want us to review. Is there a product or a book or a CD or anything that they, you know, you can find at the golf store? And so you might be wondering, is this hokey? Does this really work? you know, is there valuable? Is this just a marketing pitch that somebody's trying to sell me on another golf training aid?
Right.
Which ones really work?
Right.
So we're going to give just some real honest reviews. I'm not going to be trying to, you know, hype any product. I'm going to just say, this is good, this is bad, this is ugly, this works, this doesn't.
Excellent. Cool. So next time, have you got a product that we can tantalize our listeners with?
Yeah, I think the product that we should review, Scott, is a golf training mat.
Okay.
And I think there's quite a number of them out there on the market. I've been looking at a few and doing some research and trying to find what really works in golf mats. I think if anyone wants to practice at home, it's one thing to cut up your lawn and get your wife upset with you. I'm sure she's upset enough that you're out golfing on a Saturday afternoon instead of painting the house. But when she sees you tearing up the lawn, it's probably another cause for alarm.
Absolutely.
So I think that we'll just do some research on that and find out some golf mats and find out what's good and what's not.
Excellent. All right. Well, that wraps up our first podcast. It's a little shorter than probably most of them are going to be. But we just wanted to introduce ourselves, get the podcast out there and up there. We've actually already have 3 fans, and we hadn't done our first podcast, so we thought we'd better do one really, really quickly. So we're going to be back next week with a review of some golf mats. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you spending some time with us. Our website is http://golfreview.podomatic.com. We'd really appreciate it if you'd stop by and leave a comment. Let us know what you'd like us to review, and also, you know, if there's golf courses that you'd like us to review, golf clubs, anything that you think that you'd like to know more of, let us know. We'll see what we can do. Obviously, we won't be able to do all of them in the first few podcasts, but we certainly want to talk on topics that have of interest to you. So go to http://golfreview.podomatic.com and let us know what you think.
Hey, you know, I think, Scott, that's great. And I think for people who want to look at a product and maybe don't want to risk spending $100 on a product to see if it actually works or if it's any good, we'll do that for you. We'll spend the money and buy the products and find the, do the research on it for you. And maybe we can become like the Car and Driver magazine of golf.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks, Scott.